from the other daily devotioner is here today again. God is ready to shine the light of His word into your heart. Oh, you'll be blessed, you'll be lifted, and your life will never remain the same. From the altar daily devotioner with Pastor Femi Mike Alabi is here again.
Good morning or good day. Today's another awesome day in the presence of God. We celebrate the Most High God for giving us this opportunity, another grace to witness a new day. The 13th day in the month of June. It has been awesome. It has been God. It's not by our power. It's favor, supernatural favor, to see another beautiful day. And I decree and pray this morning that every good thing you are trusting God for, every potential that you have been trying to exploit in your life, every fallow ground you have been trying to break, every seasoned and determined project that you have been looking up unto God for, every laudable project, every dream that will make your life to become relevant, that will make you to be fulfilling in the land of the living, I decree and pray today that the Lord will release them unto you, that it shall come to pass. Supernatural favor comes upon them in Jesus' mighty name. It is done and settled in the mighty name of Jesus. Brethren, I rejoice and celebrate those that are marking their birthday today. As you are celebrating this birthday, you will not know regret. It will not turn against you in the mighty name of Jesus. In fact, in your new age, you will break fallow grounds. New things will come your way. Supernatural favor of the Lord is your portion. It is done. For those that are marking one anniversary or the other, be it wedding, graduation, housewarming, child dedication, whatsoever you are celebrating as an anniversary, an annual thing, I decree and pray today that the Lord will work in your favor. That very thing you are celebrating today, you will not regret celebrating it. Every year shall be better than the last, in the mighty name of Jesus. You are blessed, in Jesus' mighty name. That is done, settled. Let's move into the word of the Lord. Remember yesterday, we are in the book of 1 Chronicles, chapter 29, verse 12. We've titled chapter 11, and we are in chapter 12. I just want to bring something out from this 1 Chronicles, chapter 29, verse 12. Hear what it says. It says, both riches and honor come of thee, and thou reignest over all. And in thy hand is power and might, and in thy hand is to make great and to give strength unto all. Brethren, that's the word of the Lord. Valuable things comes from God. Valuable things, great and mighty things. I don't know what you are saying. I don't know what you are navigating. I don't know what you have been doubting. I don't know what you have been trying to do. But I'm telling you wholeheartedly today, without any iota of doubt in my heart, that valuable things come from God. It's only God that makes things to work. It's only God that makes someone to become great and important. Some people are great and they are not important. But when the Lord is in your case, if the supernatural favor of the Lord comes upon you, it will make you great and it will make you important. When God is in your case, you are becoming ruler over all. No matter what people do, no matter what happens, the favor of the Lord will make you to excel. That's the word of the Lord. He said it. When you are being made great, the Lord will even make you to become a source of influence to some. 1 Chronicles 29:25. He says, 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 25. Hear this. King James Version. He said, and the Lord magnified Solomon exceedingly in the sight of all Israel, and bestowed upon him such royal majesty as had not been on any king before him in Israel. Before him. You see, go and study this book very well, this chapter of the Bible, most especially from chapter 27, 28, 29, and so on. You will see how the Lord magnified Solomon, that little boy. He did something valuable. I don't know what you are looking up unto God for, but what is your commitment? You cannot expect the fire to fall on the altar if there is no sacrifice there. What is it that you are releasing unto God? Are you still contending with the principles of God? Are you still contending with the word of God? Are you still fighting for God? Brethren, you are too small to carry that mantle. You can't fight for God, but you can become an instrument of great value. Look at what the Lord did to Solomon. The Lord made Solomon to become great to the extent that nobody can compete with him. I decree into your life, as you are releasing yourself as an instrument of God for God's usage, the Lord will magnify you. The power of the Most High God makes the difference and nobody can contend with it. I loved what my father said years back in one of the programs. He said, undeniable testimony, infallible proof. Brethren, there are proofs that you cannot deny. You can't fault them. There are testimony that you can't pretend you don't hear. I pray today that the power of the Most High God will reign supreme in our lives in Jesus' mighty name. Who am I? I'm just a vessel in the hand of God. I'm not rave of the moment. Consistency. Are you available for God? If you are available for God and you are moving backward, you may be forgotten. But keep the pace of God. That's why the Lord said, I am the Alpha, I am the Omega, the beginning and the ending. Our position is in the middle. Always be ready for the Master's use. That's how you can enjoy supernatural favor. When God is leading you and God is backing you, there's no way favor will not rub upon you. Forget about the situation of our country. From where we come from in Nigeria, we have leadership problem. But God is still proving himself as the Almighty. He has never released that position. He has never and he will never do. He knows the end right from the beginning. I pray today, as the Lord is magnifying himself with supernatural favor upon our life. Because he gave us that word. He said, whatsoever we lay a hand upon shall prosper. Brethren, I can tell you that the Lord is real. It's true. He's proving himself. Release yourself. Release your substance. Give everything to God and you will see him manifesting upon your life. Let me stop here today and by the grace of God, I'll be coming your way tomorrow. Before that tomorrow, I say the supernatural favor of the Lord will work in your favor. Victory is ours. Till tomorrow, by his grace. Shalom.
You've been listening to From the Altar Daily Devotional with Pastor Femi Michael Abi, the Senior Pastor of Christ Empowered International Ministries, Ibadan, Oyo State, Nigeria. We know that the power of God in his word through this broadcast can transform your life to become what God wants you to be, a champion. This broadcast has been made possible through faithful and committed partners like you. You too can partner with us. Account name, Christ Empowered International Ministry. Account number, 375-919-7017. Bank FCMB, or you can use 3025365130. Account name Alabi Femi. Bank First Bank. We would like to hear from you. For inquiries, comments, and testimonies, contact us on +234 90380214 02 or +234 80561678 40. You can also write us through our email, ftadevotional@gmail.com. God bless you.